Everyone, welcome to the Thrive Hive podcast, where we'll be exploring what it takes to thrive in these modern times and our own version of that. And then what we're experimenting with is what does it take to thrive as a modern tribe? So I hope you join me for these next few episodes. I'll be improving it and making it better and bringing on other guests. So let's have some fun. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Thrive Hive show, where we'll be exploring, you know, what it takes to truly thrive in these modern times. And our version of that, you know, is how do we thrive as a modern tribe? And mainly looking at and focusing on the elements of, you know, what does it take to create a tribe, a modern tribe, and what does, you know, a new perspective on community looks like. Really want to highlight the importance of, I feel like, for the Thrive Hive and for me, is to create the space for a new conversation, a new perspective on what community can be like, whatever that looks like. Just think of people, humans, and when they come into space together and what that looks like and how they can do that, and different, totally different perspective on what that is. So I want to explore the future of community in general. But yeah, welcome to today, to today's episode. I really have a strong viewpoint on this, and this is, you know, the disclaimer is this is my perspective through what I've experienced and explored and researched, etc. And, you know, is living off the grid and out of society, like our common perception of community, is that really the solution for the masses, you know, for a lot of people, for a grander scale of people? And just today we want to explore, you know, different options and what that could look like. A really different, totally different idea of that. And I love the sense and the value in living off-grid, back to nature, growing your vegetables, building your home. There's so much value in that, and it brings us straight back to where we've seemed to have forgotten or been distracted from. So give me a second. Apologies for that. The dog walked in. So yeah, I really want to highlight today new perspective on what that could look like, and finding the balance between, okay, what we thought community was maybe back from the 70s to now, and where the balance is. You know, are we transforming the way we live in cities, or are we transforming the way we live in a totally off-grid situation or some island out in the middle of nowhere? But where is the balance? What's in the middle? You know, what's in the middle for most people to have access to through the transition that we're all going through? Whether that be your sense of the cost of living going up, or your sense of disconnect from people. A few things that come up for me and highlight what I sense in the world is prevalent is sensing like our desire for connection and community and family again, and in a new sense of that. And my intention is to give a viewpoint from what I sense, at least in the world, such as like, you know, our addiction to social media, you know, our connection to people online, but also in the practical world, in the physical world, like the trend in van homes or tiny homes, and our desire to sort of find that space again and downsize and minimize and live this minimalistic type of lifestyle. And it's not for everyone, but finding and transitioning out of this materialistic view of the world and looking at, okay, what is truly needed to find that deep connection within ourselves and others and build amazing things. So yeah, back to the topic is, you know, is living off the grid truly the most valuable option? And for me, there's a big disconnect in between that. Say we want to live off the grid, there's still this element of disconnect from society, and that it doesn't seem healthy. Like, I've been there myself. Like, I want to live off the grid, away from everyone, and build that community with the people I love. But then there's this balance of, okay, so why is it a really viable option to sort of, it's like a running away sort of feeling, running away from what is present. And I find like a lot of us sort of, I guess, waking up or wanting to wake up and look at new options and different opportunities is, you know, how do we bring that into the real world? And I hate to say real world, but the contrast, the total contrast in the world we live in, we can look at that as a chaos, or the stuff we see on the news, if we watch the news, or stuff we explore, you know, through the internet, and finding that balance of serving the whole world instead of totally disconnecting. And not saying it's not valuable to go back to nature and do the really hands-on practical things. It's really valuable in a world full of information. It's difficult to ground for me personally. But I just wanted to, yeah, highlight this element of, I always bring up this point of, you know, if we go off the grid, do you still want to go see your dying grandmother or whatever, you know? And that requires us to utilize technology and aircraft and planes and have money, you know, have a sense of income that is relatable in the real world still. So I know a lot of communities think of, okay, we live off the grid, we will create our own economy and currency, etc., and that can be happened, but integrating into the world, that in the whole world, is really important, I find. And I touched on like some integrative approaches and different ways to find a balance in community and what that could look like. And the biggest thing that I've found is to sort of change our perspective on what the world could look like as a community, a modern community as such. And one big element I see is like highlighting is like, okay, what are our markets? You know, we used to produce food, take it to the markets and trade and create a lifestyle like that and exchange value. Now our markets are online. I think we can utilize these tools, this technology, without it utilizing us, you know, be program or be programmed sort of scenario. And yeah, tap into, you know, what does a modern tribe look like? You know, it could be off the grid, but integrating and creating income to integrate with the world, to buy that flight somewhere else to see your dying grandmother is really important, I feel. So another point I like to make is, you know, if we're transitioning into this stage where, for me, looking from a futuristic mind, like a lot of jobs will be automated. So we'll transition in this phase of doing more of our passion, you know, doing what we love type of situation. And okay, what does that look like? You know, like not everyone wants to grow food or is a foodie or wants to build a home or all those things. And there's so much relevancy in that. But there's also an element of like the new builders, looking at the new builders. It may not be you'll be building a home, but it may be you coding or building some technology that easily allows you to buy that home or pay someone else or invest the resources into your community to do that. So I like to look at that, like what are the new skills? You know, we're not going, I feel like when we transition, thinking about community, we go back to the Stone Ages and reinvent the wheels. But, you know, looking at community in a whole new light and utilizing the skills we have and the things we love to do with the world we live in currently is, I think, really, really important. So, yeah, living off the grid, maybe it's a bit of an extreme. And I think it's really important for us to create new solutions of what community could look like for many people. Many people that feel they want to take a transition, but the jump's too big to say go off the grid or buy your own land and build your own property. And that may be just too big a jump. And yeah, I really wish to open up the conversation. Anyone wants to listen after they've listened to this, explore with me and others in our community, like what it takes to truly have an integrative sense of tribe, you know, modern tribe, modern community. And yeah, I think it's really important to have those sorts of conversations, solution-based conversations. So yeah, I'm going to keep this short, guys, and lots of love. You know, I'm just slowly building up some topics that I think are really valuable. And like I said on other episodes, I want to bring other people on that I know and are connected with to speak about, you know, what does it take to thrive in the modern time. and that opening up a general question to anyone, what their version of that is, the deep connection of it. For me, I really see that there will be a deep sense in, yes, we need to build tribes. We need to build connection to others that help us do what we do in a modern way, in a global way. So guys, check us out on Periscope, Medium, Facebook. Join the conversation on Facebook. I've only just started this episode, so, and yeah, check us out on most of the podcast platforms. Lots of love, guys, and just remember, we got this. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.